The Wadden Sea in West Jutland in Denmark is an area teeming with wildlife. It attracts birds and bird watchers from all over the world. No matter what time of year you visit, you're guaranteed to get close to nature. To understand its attraction, you need to understand its history. Thomas Jensen is a nature guide from the Wadden Sea Centre.
People have been living here for centuries and they have built the dikes. So today we have sort of shortcut the dynamic between the sea and land because we wanted to live relatively safely behind the dikes. So the marshland behind the dikes now is a fresh one, whereas earlier it was a salty marsh.
And how has that affected the land use as well?
Well, the use of land early on was mostly grazing in the summer periods. Today, because the area is protected, it is also possible to have more intense, more agriculture, more farming behind the dikes.
And what sort of impact has that had on the wildlife of the area?
The area still holds a lot of migrating birds, but definitely many of the breeding birds is more fond of high-lying, salty marsh areas close to the sea, close to where their young ones can find the food, because the waders especially does not want to feed their young ones. They want them to find the food for themselves. So as a breeding area, it probably is not as rich as it was earlier.
And you talked about migrating birds coming through here. What sort of birds come here and why?
Well, we have about 10 to 12 million of birds coming through the area. And it's mostly waders, it's ducks and geese and gulls of different species. And in common, they come here for eating. This is their food chamber. This is where they will load up their fat deposits so that they can continue to the breeding grounds, which for many of these birds are lying 4,500 kilometers north of the Wadden Sea area.
Now, when the birds come here, I mean, you say that it's their sort of feeding ground. How much are they actually eating, though?
An example, one of the waders, it's called a dunlin, a small bird weighing about 100 grams when it's very fat. When it arrives here, it has a weight of only 50 grams. So during the spring period of 2.5-3 months, this bird will actually double its body weight.
But why come here and do that? Surely there are other places where it could eat food.
Well, they are going very far north to breed. Their wintering areas are in tropical West Africa. So they need somewhere in between the breeding grounds and the wintering areas to feed. So they utilize this area, going around on the tidal flats eating 15, 16, 17 hours per day. And when their fat deposit is okay, then they go north to the breeding grounds. And they go to the breeding grounds probably because it's large rural areas without many disturbances and without many predators. So these are areas where these ground breeding birds can have their nests relatively safely.
The amount of fat they store up, is that purely for them to make the journey to these areas? Or in fact, does it need to take them through while they're living there as well?
It depends on the species, but early on we thought that they brought all the energy to the breeding grounds from the Wadden Sea, but now we can see that they are actually taking up fat when they arrive to the breeding grounds in early summer. Just when the ice is melting in these areas, they start to find small insects, spiders and so on, that they can eat, and in that way also increase their body weight while they are there, before the eggs are laid.
And what difference is there between the female birds, who are obviously going to be laying the eggs, and the male birds? Do they sort of eat differently or build differently?
Well, the female birds, because especially waders, they produce relatively large eggs. So out of these eggs comes very healthy, big young ones that actually can take care of themselves very quickly and go around finding their food. But when laying these large eggs, the female bird utilizes a lot of her fat, a lot of her energy to lay the eggs. Up to 50% of her body weight is used for producing the eggs. So when the eggs are laid, she will have some time off for herself and find something to eat, and the male will take care of taking care of the eggs. And also when the breeding season is coming to an end, the female birds are often those leaving the breeding grounds first to get back to the Wadden Sea to eat, because if they did not do so, they would probably die from starvation.
Do you actually do anything to encourage the birds to come here, like give them extra food or something like that?
No, it's not necessary, because the tidal flats here are so rich in animals. You can, on every square meter of tidal flat here, you will find between 50,000 and 100,000 small animals per square meter.
That's Thomas Jensen from the Wadden Sea Centre in West Jutland in Denmark.
Interviews from Passion for the Planet.
Copyright Passion for the Planet.
Listen to more interviews online.
Hear health, environment, lifestyle, personal growth and business experts when it suits you. This service is free. Register now at passionfortheplanet.com.
Find out more at passionfortheplanet.com.